Okay, hello.
Hello, this is Specialist Reyes. I have Major Sievert here for you, sir.
Thank you very much, and have a pleasant day.
All right.
Hello, sir.
Hi, Major. Good day to you. I'd say good morning or good afternoon, but I have no idea what time it is there.
It is about good evening.
It is good evening?
Yes, it's 5 p.m. here.
5 p.m. Thursday or Wednesday or Friday?
Thursday.
Well, at least we're on the same day now. Thank you for allowing us to do this story. We appreciate it. Just to catch up, you're from Manistee, or you used to be, or?
Yes, I grew up there, graduated from Manistee High back in 1978, so it's been a couple of years, but my father's still there.
What's his name?
Jack Sievert.
Now, do I understand you at, well, let me get a little bit of background here in Manistee. You graduated Manistee High School in 78?
Yes.
What did you do there in high school? Your football, basketball? What kind of things did you do in high school, if I may ask?
My number one sport was wrestling. So I wrestled there for 4 years.
Okay. And what are your, can you tell me some of the things you did here in Manistee? Obviously, you got the beach. What were some of your enjoyments?
Well, I grew up, I lived south of the city a little bit, and so we did a lot of outdoor hunting, fishing, riding motorcycles.
See, now you enjoy golf. Were you into golf back then?
No, I wasn't really. I played a little bit. Of course, there's some newer courses there now since I grew up, but out at Fox Hills. There south of town was one of the nine-hole courses we used to play a little bit.
Okay. Now, are you at Camp Liberty now?
Yes, I am.
Is that the one? I've tried to get a little bit of background information. Did that used to be known as Camp Victory North?
It's actually was Victory South.
Well, that was Camp Victory South.
Yeah, it's Liberty is the other side, but it's in the same base complex.
Okay. So you are stationed at Camp Liberty.
Yes.
That's a pretty huge complex, isn't it, Major? It's pretty massive.
Yes, it is. One of the largest here in the area, based on the airport, Baghdad International Airport being right here also.
To try to give, if you can, and you know how big Manistee is, your complex, your military base there, how big would you compare that to be, Major, compared to, say, the city of Manistee? Same size, a bit smaller, a bit bigger? I could imagine it could be bigger, but how would you compare it to the city here?
I would compare it probably if you did it from downtown, from River Street out to about Maple Road, and then 31, and out to Murky Road on the south side. And bordered by Maple and 31.
So it's a pretty good sized complex, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I read on the, you can either bless the internet or curse it. I think we probably do both, but trying to let our readers know a little bit about it again. As far as the casual things you have there, you have Pizza Huts and Burger Kings and Subways and Popeyes and Taco Bells. You have all those things on base?
Yes, we do. And we're very blessed here at this base because what's really changed here a lot since we've come in, it started a little before us, but with the surges, we've pushed a lot of soldiers out among the Iraqi populace. And so we have a lot of smaller patrol bases and joint security sites, stuff where we have smaller groups of soldiers, so they're out among the populace. But for us here, they're blessed to be on a big base like this. We have a lot of, I guess for lack of a better term, conveniences of home.
That's important for the soldier and for the GI, isn't it?
It is. It's very important for morale here. I mean, if I even compare it to my first trip to Korea back in the late 80s, we have a lot better situation here than we did in Korea. And so there's a lot of effort put here into morale and welfare for the soldiers.
You guys actually have it better, you know. I don't know if I love the job I do, but sometimes I hate the mainstream media. They make it sound so dark and cold over there. There's actually an awful lot of good going on over there with the help of our GIs, would you say?
Oh, yes, definitely. The security has definitely gotten a lot better here since we got here.
Now, what do you mean by that? You mean just for civilians, too, for everyone?
Yes, for everyone. Okay. It's gotten better for us. Our attacks have gone way down from averaging around 25 a month to down around 5. And then our for the civilian, it's better because they're not having to worry about security every day, day on and day off, and they're able to concern themselves more with building up their economy and focusing on jobs and actually bettering their lives.
Do you get out much with the civilian population, sir?
No, actually, I don't. My job here, I'm an executive officer for the battalion that supports the division headquarters. So this time over, I'm more in a support role for the division headquarters.
Okay. What have you seen or what stories have you heard about the positive impact, the good things your guys are doing over there just to help the civilians maybe regain their independence, regain their confidence, get their confidence back? What are some of the good things you've seen or heard about?
Well, we have some programs going with the Concerned Local Citizens called where we have them. Some of it starts almost like neighborhood watches we have in the United States where they're actually looking for security of their own neighborhoods. And then it gives them opportunities to grow from that into some of the civilian work corps type opportunities where they can transition out of these groups, concerned local citizen groups, into actually finding jobs. And we're also working with that, growing some of the industry around.
Then it really is a multifaceted function you guys are doing over there. You're just not playing street cop, are you?
No, we're not. And what we're seeing is there's a lot of other training and experience that we're asking our military members to bring to this other than the war fighting that is our basic mission and, that we've been trained for. So a lot more of economic building their economy here. So we're asking people to bring some of their training that they've received, you know, in their civilian training, to bring that here and building their agriculture, building their industry.
Well, let me ask you, how do you guys keep up with what's going on back in the States? You know, they got a Super Bowl coming up, for instance, and you got an election coming up. How do you guys keep track of things on the other side of the world?
Well, like you say, the internet is very important. So internet is probably our number one connection, but we also have television over here. We have the Armed Forces Network and satellite TV. So people have access to that also over here. So we get to see some of that, of course, games like Super Bowl when it's our time here. A lot of times we see some of the games, it's real late at night or real early in the morning if we want to watch them real time.
And I imagine some of the guys really want to watch them, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do, and they make plenty of opportunity. We'll find out for a Super Bowl time that a lot of the facilities are kept open late, and there'll be opportunities for people to enjoy themselves watching the game.
How long have you been in the military major?
I actually have just over 24 years in now. I came in the Army enlisted and spent about 10 years enlisted and then went to officer candidate school and now have almost 15, coming up on 15 years commission time.
Is it all regular Army or National Guard Army? Or
all regular Army.
Any idea how many you're going to put in before you maybe start to look at the retirement?
Well, I thought about the retirement already, and I don't know. I'll weigh it on when my next assignment comes up and see how that goes. But
you was post Vietnam, then, was it? You went in after Vietnam, obviously.
Yes, I did. In 1983.
You went in?
Yeah.
Been in Hungary, I guess. I see, and yes. certainly other areas. That whole 911 thing, the terrorist attack. You've obviously been in the military when that happened. It's a whole new world now, isn't it? As far as from your perspective, from an officer's perspective, in the military, how do you see the world and since 911 going from maybe a conventional war to really urban war? Terrorist war, terrible war.
Right, and it has. And basically, for the first half of my career, it was a pretty quiet time for the military. We had some little things that went on with Panama and Grenada, and even Desert Storm was really rather quick and pretty easy. But now we find that we are engaged, and for those of us in the military, we just anticipate being deployed somewhere at least 1 year out of every three, if not one out of every two. So we know we're not going to spend the majority of our career sitting in the States just training for war. We're actually going to spend a good portion of our time at war.
That was my perspective back here as somebody that just sits in Manistee and watches it all unfold on TV, that naysayers can say all they want, but that we absolutely are at war with, and we have been at war, and I don't know if we ever stopped being at war against terrorism, and we got to take it to them. What is your perspective about this war on terrorism? Are we, as far as the terrorists themselves go, are we still at war with terrorism, if I may ask you that?
Yes, I believe we definitely are at war with terrorism, and it's not restricted to just one country. One part of the world. We are definitely a global economy and global on all of our stuff. Terrorism is global and it affects us all over the world, and isolationism doesn't work anymore.
I agree with that totally. Some of the things you do over there for relaxation, do you get out much? Can you get out much?
No, but like I said, we have a big base here. We have a good gymnasium, so people spend a lot of time working out, which is good for our health. The food is great here, whether it's eating at the dining facilities that are provided or if it's going to one of those other places like a Pizza Hut or a Subway. We have that, and we have, like I say, a lot of morale, welfare, recreation type things. I mean, we have intramural sports teams.
In a rugby field known as the Dust Bowl, don't you?
Right, and it's a multiple use field. It's as the seasons change, it's rugby, it's football. We have a driving range over here. So that's good. Basketball courts, indoor and outdoor, so. We have quite a bit of activities.
It was interesting you said that your people in the military, your people, they might figure on maybe one out of every 3 years being deployed, maybe one out of every two. That might not end anytime too soon as long as the situation remains the same, will it? I mean, people are going to go in the military. They're going somewhere, probably.
Right.
Eventually.
Yes.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to say? I mean, what are your thoughts on whether it's going on, what's going on in Iraq, the Middle East, America, the world? What are your thoughts, Major?
Well, I would just say to people that it definitely is a global economy. It's the world is getting smaller every day because of transportation, because of the internet, and so you can't just look to our neighborhoods just a few blocks down the road or a few miles down the road. We need to be looking worldwide all the time. And we need to be focused on that. One thing I'd definitely like to say, and I know we feel it over here, and having just gone through the holiday period here in the last month or so, we definitely are feel all the support that we get from the people back there in the States. Mail rooms were overflowing during the holiday periods with the support we have for the soldiers here. So we know we have a lot of support back there in the States.
I've heard that a number of times now. That's got to be just an outstanding feeling to get even those simple cards and the things from grade school kids, huh?
Yes, it is. And we know there's another generation coming along that is going to could face some tough times like we're facing right now, but we know we have the support of them coming up also.
You know, I'm so glad you brought that up just real quick, and I'll try not to keep you on the phone much longer, Major. But the next, you know, what this generation does right now, what you're doing, what we're doing here, what this generation does is going to be critical for what the next generation can do. Would you agree?
Yes, definitely. We're definitely shaping the world right now for what the children or high school and younger, elementary and high school students are going to face when they're in their 30s and 40s.
Okay. You're 47, huh?
Yes, I am.
If I may ask a little bit of personal items, are you married? Do you have kids, grandkids? Do you have pets? Can you tell me a little bit about your bio.
No, actually, I'm single. Don't have any children,
okay.
And I don't have any pets, so with the moving I do, it just would make it a little bit difficult.
Been a lot, in a lot of places in this world, haven't you, Major?
Yes, I've moved quite a bit. Like I said, first 10 years of my career were a lot slower, and I only moved 3 times in 10 years. But in the last 15 years, I've moved 7.
How many times? That sounds like me. We're very humbled to be able to tell this story. We try to tell as many stories as we can on our veterans. Thank you for calling, and please have a pleasant day.
Okay, thank you.
Take care, Major.